Schaefer. GOP frontrunner and former President Donald Trump intends to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after being excluded from Colorado's 2024 presidential ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court made a party-line decision of 4-3, citing Trump's connection to the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot as a breach of the 14th Amendment's insurrectionist ban. In response, the former president criticized the ruling, describing it as a completely flawed decision. In Milwaukee, President Biden is emphasizing his administration's commitment to supporting black-owned businesses. Today he paid a visit to the Milwaukee Black Chamber of Commerce.
Across the country, wages for workers are up. Black wealth is a record 60% since the pandemic.
The visit coincides with Biden's efforts to strengthen backing for his 2024 re-election campaign in the crucial battleground state. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-year news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to conclude promptly. However, he emphasized that Israel has the right and obligation to defend itself. Thursday and Friday will be the peak days of activity during a holiday air travel season that's setting records. According to AAA, approximately 7.5 million air travelers are expected at U.S. airports, surpassing the previous record of 7 million established in 2019. While most of the U.S. is expected to experience favorable weather conditions, there's a possibility of rain delays in Boston, New York, and Atlanta. And the government in Iceland said in a statement it doesn't believe this week's volcanic eruption will present a threat to life. Lava flowing from the volcano south of Reykjavik appears to be moving away from a nearby town. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are welcome to pose any question related to the 2024 elections to Google, but it's worth noting that responses may be limited. Google is imposing restrictions on the types of election-related questions that its generative AI products will address. The tech giant has indicated that the change will take effect early next year, citing an abundance of caution. Senator John Fetterman believes that the perspectives of young voters on the Israel-Hamas war are being influenced by TikTok. According to a recent New York Times-Siena poll, among voters under 30, President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the war is a low 20%. A Pennsylvania Democrat told CNN that TikTok users may have a distorted view of reality. It's the song that keeps on giving.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do.
If you're looking for a wonderful stocking stuffer, Ryan Gosling has gifted you that gem. He's giving Barbie fans an early gift, the actor teaming with Barbie the Album producer Mark Ronson to release 10, the EP, today. It features three new versions of the wildly popular song you just heard, I'm Just Ken. The new renditions include a holiday version, an acoustic version, and a dance version of that song, believe it or not. I'm Just Ken is nominated for Best Original Song for a Motion Picture at the 2024 Golden Globes.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.